I love this Jesus. I love this body. And I'm going to beg for that body. Please, please give me the body. I'll even make a campaign to, or a donation to your campaign, Pilate. But I need to have that body. And Pilate gave it to him. Notice the body of Christ was amazing to Joseph. He loved the body of Christ because the heroes are the ones who refuse to defect, who refuse to quit during the downtime. And notice the body of Christ had a downtime. Every church has a downtime. Every ministry has a downtime. Every person has a downtime. Every believer has downtimes in their walk with Christ. And it's the heroes, the ones who are a blessing to the body of Christ, who are there during the night, who come at the nighttime and during when it's dark. Not only when we're on top of the world, but also when all hell breaks loose sometimes. And I think about those who have showed up this whole past year or so, all the volunteers, you amazing people. And I pray and I believe that we'll soon be back to a healthy body. But until the body of Christ recovers, and I don't know what that'll be or when that'll be, but what we'll do here is we're going to continue to praise the Lord and lift our hands and sing praises to Him and celebrate our fellowship with the believers that come to worship Him. I mean, right now, during what we're going through, we thank God for the heroes in our communities, the doctors, the nurses, the first responders, the amazing police officers, and people who run to the rescue. And you know, you just hear these amazing stories on the news and through social media, like the sheriff who got shot 7 times a couple of weeks ago, and now he's recovering and he's alive and he's out of the hospital. And, you know, there's always people that kind of surface in moments like that, and in the dark moments, in the dire times, someone you can just kind of gives you a little more hope. But at the same time, I think of people who have stepped up in this church and have done some amazing things to help us feed the hungry and helping others. I mean, you heard read about Dwayne Chapman, who started our ministry with the food bank and getting us outside of these walls to a community and to help others who are in need. And now Tina has picked up that mantle and continues to do the same. And those of you who have sacrificed your time and your energy to come up and to mow the church grounds, Adonijah and Vernon, and as well as others who have come up to weed eat and to expend their energy and mow, and those of you who are not afraid to clean the church sanctuary and much less the bathrooms, who come up and sweep and mop the floors, and to take those of you who take time spending time to teach the children, so whenever we do have children who come, we teach them about Jesus who loves them. This we know, for the Bible tells us so. And all the things we've done in the past, such as purchasing a well in Africa that took us years to save up for and to donate to, that cost over $4,000. And there's so many of those who have been a blessing to the body of Christ. I mean, anybody can get involved in a church when it's packed out, when it's hard to get people in, and it's going, and things are going crazy, and miracles are happening everywhere. But it's rare when heroes of the night in every church, in every ministry, who refuse to let go of it, who refuse to leave it, and they say, I beg to get involved with the body of Christ. And we need to love people. Even when people have hit rock bottom, we need to love people, and we need to attach ourselves to those people during their downtime. When they've had a relapse, maybe they've messed up, That's no time to turn our backs on the body. We need to be heroes in the night. And we need to say to them, come on now, you got to get up. I can't let you stay down. I know it's bad, and I know that you're going through something, but you're not alone because I love you. You have people at church who love you because that's who we are. Amen? Every church, every believer, every ministry experiences downtime, just like Jesus had downtime. Just like the leaves we see are falling. They're beautiful, they're changing colors, but eventually they're going to all fall down. And you're just going to have sticks of trees around during the wintertime. But that doesn't mean the tree's dead. Because in springtime, you'll see growth, you'll see life come again. Who's going to be the hero in the night? Who will be a blessing to the body of Christ? Who's going to say, Lord, I want to be a hero in people's night. I want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Because I believe God likes people who have hit rock bottom. Why? Because they don't have anybody to depend on except Him. Because that's when you find out who really loves you. That's where the real heroes step forward. And they say, whoa, you've said enough about them, and I'm standing here to defend the body of Christ. And it might look marred, and it might look bloody, and it might not look its best right now. Matter of fact, it might look even bad, but they're still the body of Christ. They may be going through a rough time, but come on, church. Let's just circle around them and be heroes of the night and be a blessing to the body and say, you cannot have what's left, hell, because God's going to bring a resurrection and a comeback in a person's life, and we will not give up on it. Matter of fact, everybody just say amen if you know that God is God of the down times as well as the up times. Amen? I mean, those same thousands and thousands of people that were in the up times and saying, oh, Jesus, here comes Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to touch just the hem of Jesus's robe. He's there, and he's walking through our streets, and he's over there, but when he's in the downtime, none of them, except a businessman who said through his actions, I don't need the spotlight. I don't need the attention because I love the body of Christ so much that I don't care how it looks. I'm not going to let hell have it. And that's when you become a hero. And that's when you become a blessing, is when others walk away. You want to know how to become a friend? You just don't love people when they're winning all the time, or love them when they're on top of the world, or just things are just high and mighty. But we need to love people when they're in their downtime as well. That's when you never forget that phone call. That's when you never forget that text. You never forget that day when that person that had you on their heart nails you with a word from God and puts it inside of you. Not to bash you with the Bible, but to give you a word as God has given them to share with you. They never forget that. Because it's not about you or me, but it's about showing the love of Jesus, because that's what the body of Christ does. And so we're called to lift up the hands of the weary in Galatians chapter 6. Do you understand that the body of Christ was just plain defenseless? You understand that predators could have came and ripped that body apart, the jackals, the hyenas, the wild animals, the buzzards. I mean, that's what they normally did, is leave people up on a cross after they crucified them until they just pretty much fell apart. They would have ripped the body of Christ to pieces. But Joseph from Arimathea, he would say, I know it's not powerful, and I know that it's not performing miracles like it used to, and I know that this body isn't on top of the world as like it used to be, and people aren't running to him. And matter of fact, people aren't talking good about him anymore either. But I'm going to defend the body of Christ right now because I believe that there's going to be a comeback. And I believe in what he said, that there's going to be a resurrection. And prayer of faith, this is the time to defend our church, to defend the body of Christ, and not to let anybody talk bad about the kingdom, because there's so much that we're made fun of as Christians. We're made fun of because of the gospel we preach, and now we're facing cancel culture. And, you know, if you get up and preach from Genesis chapter 19 or Romans chapter 1, and you get up and declare out of Genesis that God made them male and female, and that the only marriage that's recognized in heaven is one between a man and a woman, then suddenly you're a bigot. And suddenly you're this and you're that. And I'm not mad about that. I'm not angry. Pastor Adam and I, we're just trying to preach the truth of God's word. We're preaching the truth that little babies are a gift from God, which I'm about to see from my youngest daughter in a few weeks. And babies do have an eternal destiny. And they're not just a blob of flesh, but they're a life. They're a life who Christ died for. And Christ has a purpose for them. And we must stand and declare that life is beautiful and that life is precious. But when we do that, we're suddenly awful people. The church, the body of Christ. No, we are not. We are not awful people. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. And we were chosen for such a time as this. And it's time to defend the body of Christ. And it's time to protect the church. And not let people run your church down. Don't let people run your Bible down. Don't let people run your faith down. And we need to stand and defend the body of Christ because I love my church. Matter of fact, just turn to somebody and say, I love my church. We're not perfect. Yes, we're not perfect. We're not everything we ought to be. And yes, we have become few in our attendance. But I love my church. I love our church. I'm not ashamed. I was a church boy. I was raised in church. I was raised like little Matthew and Caleb crawling underneath the pews. Raised hearing those old church hymns, those beautiful church hymns that are dear to my heart, that I love to hear. Raised hearing the praise music we sing now that is inspirational and meant to be felt within you. I was raised in that, and many of you here today were raised in that as well. And I love my church, and I don't care who likes it or who doesn't like it. I don't care that if we don't have anybody here coming but me and my family and Pastor Adam and his family, both he and I are going to preach and defend the body of Christ and preach that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Amen? One of these days, the world is going to get its wish and have their empty churches. Because the trumpet's going to sound and we're going to leave this earth. But until then, the only thing that's restraining the Antichrist, all that comes along with the Great Tribulation, is the Holy Spirit and the body of Christ. And that's why it's great importance in times like these to be confident and to know that you're one of his children with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in your heart. We believe in the freedom to live any way that you want to live. I mean, that's the beauty of our nation. That's what our veterans have fought for and died for in this country. But we also believe, too, in the freedom to boldly proclaim what this book teaches us. This book teaches our children and our children's children, and to hold this up as the Word of God, as the standard in which we live by. The church, the body of Christ. I love it, don't you? I love the church. The Bible said that Jesus entered the world through a borrowed womb, the Virgin Mary, and he exited this world through a borrowed tomb. And Jesus said, in 3 days, I'll tear this body down, and then I'll raise it back up. And Joseph of Arimathea was the only one to take him up on that. And he said, I believe that. And I don't think he was just so generous to that he was willing to give away this big, expensive garden that he had with this brand new tomb that had just been hewn out of rock, to give that away, because he knew that Jesus said in 3 days that he would get back up and rise again. And we can say as a church body with these words, with confidence, that this is not our new normal. It's just temporary. I'll wear the mask to feel safely if I feel the need to. I'll be careful in what I do to stay healthy. I'll social distance, but this is not the new normal. Church, he's moving us from a death position to a resurrection position. And we're going to see God pour out his Spirit in an amazing way like we've never seen before. And we're coming back. Everybody just shout, we're coming back. And we're coming back to say, devil, we're coming back. World, we're coming back. Whether you like it or not. And when we come back, we're coming back stronger than we've ever been. The book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 8 declares, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall rise when I sit in the darkness of my Lord. And as the band comes forward this morning, I would just ask that you would bow your heads with me and join me in our closing prayer. Father, we ask you to give us a love for our church like never before. We ask that you touch the young here. We ask that you touch the old. We ask that you touch the middle-aged. We ask that you touch the teenagers and the youth. Give us a passion for the things of you, O God. Make us heroes in the night. Help us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Help us to step up when others have left or no one's left around. Help us to step forward. And help us to pray that we love people. When they're down, we'll pray for them. We'll lift them up. We'll contact them. We'll say hi to them. We'll just do whatever we can to them, Father, to get them back in the house of God. And help us to surround and to care for others, to be that friend who loves at all times, so that others will be drawn to your love, Christ, who do not know you. And thank you, Father, that we can be faithful. And not just there when the miracles are happening or things are exciting at church and hopping and popping, but we can be faithful in the night when darkness is all around us. Stir us up to get involved, Father, to be engaged in our body of Christ. And so we can too say, I beg for the body of Christ. I'm going to be a hero in the night. This we ask of you, Father, in Jesus' name. And all the church said, Amen.